Hello and welcome. Awareness is a bitter pill to swallow. Once it starts to gather momentum, it's a hard truth to reconcile, always screaming at you in your quieter moments. But this awareness of your environment and the motivations behind others' behavior, it can lead to subconscious and established patterns of thinking and behavior getting in the way of this newfound awareness. And in turn, it creates a toxic mindset, a toxic environment and behaviors. So instead of facing reality, we deflect, we self-justify, or employ substitution, rather than accepting the truth staring us in the face. And it's easy to get stuck in the same cycle of behaviors and way of thinking, the same reality playing over and over. And no man is an island, and stumbling in the dark leads nowhere. Because a man wallowing in the throes of depression after having suffered a loss or a hurt, or some indignity, or a man suffering in silence from a trauma, too often that man is on disconnect, cut off from others, isolated. But in order for that healing to take place, to allow himself the permission to heal and to take the journey to recovery, he needs to reconnect to others and, most importantly, with himself. It's a process of reintegration. And so many men I've known, they're in shutdown mode. You see the same with victims of sexual assault and violence. It's a protective measure. They're operating at a functional level, but it's a state of deprivation, and everything becomes corrosive. Much of it is learned, and much is reinforced. And other men, they're just living a desperate existence, their behaviors, an entire person, just reeking of desperation, and a sad need for validation. From women and from other men. You see it, peacocking, acting out any way they can rather than looking inwards. And the truth, it's always at the door, but most men will go to the most extreme lengths to resist it. But the gateway to healing for men is to experience fully those emotions they keep so well hidden and bottled up. The ones they're too afraid to confront, painful truths, home truths. Because it's through acknowledging the worst, darkest, ugliest parts of ourselves, you know, all those dark thoughts, those fantasies, those truths, and by engaging with them fully, by pushing them to the fore, by stoking those fires, that men find peace and acceptance. It's a power of choice. Do I, as a man, let my experiences define me, or destroy me, or empower me? And it's finding strength from weakness. It's finding the courage to look into the abyss. Identification, immersion, awareness. You're finding meaning and identifying your values and your needs so you can communicate more fully by asking for what you need because you've identified it. You define what's important and what's not. You understand the value of your time, the value of your space, your body, your thoughts, your experiences. You see and acknowledge the value of your life and others' lives. And from this stems a very deep, pervading sense of gratitude. You find purpose. You see value in the pursuit of this purpose, of these goals, because you find appreciation and value in your commitment to them. And what it does, it moves you out of a comfort zone. So you seek out others who can assist you in your journey, who you can share your experiences with. In turn, you benefit from their experiences and from their fresh perspectives. It's a new commitment to yourself, to your journey, and to your personal growth. At the same time, it's stepping outside of yourself. It's reprogramming that inner voice. And the body hears what the mind says. But we can foster a deeper connection and awareness to our body and to our thoughts. And breath work, physical exercise, diet. There's some of the many bridges we can use to create a space for healing. But when a male suffers abuse, it can become a jail cell. That trauma and that resultant stress, it becomes fixed, becomes locked inside the body. And it can cause mental and social and emotional and physical dysfunction down the track. A a young boy in a violent or abusive household, his attachment patterns, they become avoidant, they're disorganized, and there's no trust. There's no emotional closeness with the parent or the caregiver. So everything gets affected down the line. How he interacts, how he regulates emotion, his health, his reactions, his thoughts, his perspectives, so on. And it's a flow-on effect, where he can become a walking casualty. And a boy growing into a man, more often than not, he hasn't been given the tools to self-regulate. All he's told is to shut up, to man up, and take it like a man. So there's a real risk of that man entering a silent spiral. But it's not trauma that defines us. It's how we react to that trauma. Yeah, trauma, pain, they're a part of life. But adopting a victim mindset, that's a choice. And it's an identity a man places on himself. It becomes a defense mechanism and a means of avoidance and manipulation. Because every behavior we engage in, there's a payoff. If your self-belief is that you have no autonomy over your life, that you have no say in the outcome, then taking accountability for your choices in life is something you're going to resist at every turn. It becomes like a self-induced paralysis. You resist taking action. You externalize blame, in turn directing it back at yourself in a cycle of self-harm. And self-harm, it can be active or it can be passive. You can hurt yourself by doing nothing just as easily. Inaction, it leads to lost opportunities and deep regret over wasted years. Just lost in a state of learned helplessness. And this isn't a fear of missing out, it's a lost opportunity for deeper growth and understanding. And every interaction holds that opportunity. Yeah, rejection is painful. And self-reflection, it digs up past hurts. It's ugly and it's painful, but it's necessary. And vulnerability is strength, because you can't confront what you don't acknowledge. And exposing yourself to all those little brutalities of everyday interaction and allowing yourself to be open to them, you become better equipped at protecting yourself emotionally and in a practical sense during everyday life. So you can cope better. It's a state of emotional competence. Rejection, validation, all these then become secondary to who you are and what you value as a man, because you appreciate you. It's gratitude and awareness. And a man who's come to a point of self-acceptance, he recognizes the power of choice, and he's learned from his past experiences and decisions. And if playing the victim didn't have so many payoffs, so many people wouldn't embrace it like a badge of honor. Just like in the movie Fight Club, you get to hide away in that wet, sticky, soft spot between Moosey's big fat titties. You get to be heard. You get to be seen. Your validation comes streaming in. You just have to lay on the guilt. And you can criticize, but others refrain from criticizing you, either because that's the social narrative, or they're just afraid of the aggressive backlash you or others will lay on them. And engaging in this, you get to experience a sense of power. As long as you're seen and heard, you have value. And all this is manipulation. So you can deflect and avoid introspection. And literally, it's tying up and mainlining a needle of negativity and shame and fear and self-hatred into your arm and contaminating your mind, your body, and your spirit. It's a chemical high that hides us from reality. So you maintain a passive state. Instead of asking the hard questions, you get to project blame onto others for even the smallest things. Instead of learning from experiences, learning to avoid or better handle situations, you feed a negative pattern of thinking and behavior that does nothing but isolate you and cloud your awareness. Yeah, it can be seductive. You can feel like you're a part of something that you and your group are right and everyone else is wrong. So it becomes like an insulated echo chamber, reinforcing a collective victim mentality. But if pain doesn't lead to awareness, you've wasted your suffering. So you need to let go of the payoffs having a victim mentality affords you, because they never help, they only hurt. Forging a new path and a way of thinking, it's a long-term investment. And it's grueling, it's very uncomfortable. Taking your first few steps, it's like the ground has been cut out from under you, and there's no safety net, and you're naked, you're vulnerable to the elements. But you need to let go. You need to let go of the anger, of the fear, the self-pity. Because all it does, it just feeds a belief of you as a perpetual victim. You need to discover gratitude for who you are and what you have in your life, rather than what you believe you're missing or that you deserve. Because as human beings, we do everything we can to avoid pain. You know, we go through life doing our best to fit in, you know, concealing our true selves, conforming, or just running away, refusing to confront past trauma, just numbing, anesthetizing ourselves. So we become less aware. We just keep aping those around us in order to fit in. So we lose perspective of who we are and what we really want. We give up on growth. We project negativity and blame onto everyone around us. It's a mindset of a child. And so often there's no in-between with our thought processes. We shut down, we just conform to the point where you lose sight of your own values, of your beliefs, of your character. Or we just shut everyone out, reinforcing the belief that we don't need anyone. And we cut ourselves off from the world. We stop learning. We stop challenging ourselves. And this is dangerous. Because your judgment, it falters, and you stop experiencing life. You lose touch with the real you. And as a result, everything starts to eventually break down. Your health, relationships. Because you've done such a good job of running away or sheltering yourself from all these stresses and emotions. But by interacting with people, it brings to the surface a lot of repressed feelings and unresolved issues. It's like a form of exposure therapy. You re-experience these feelings and these issues fully in order to gain a better understanding of who you are and what you need. And it's a protective measure. You identify what values are important to you and what you refuse to compromise on and what you want to devote yourself and your time to. And then all that other shit becomes secondary, because you can deal with all the pressures of life in a more complete way. And you don't need all the answers. You just need to find purpose in this moment, along with acceptance, because you are worth it. You begin to see that taking ownership and responsibility for who you really are, for your choices, and for your journey, it's worth it. By practicing self-love and empathy towards yourself, that empathy, that compassion, then has a beautiful habit of extending towards everyone and everything else around you. And you then believe in your core that every life has value. And the world isn't so black and white now, so there's room for understanding, and there's acceptance for where people are coming from. And it's not you against them anymore. All there is just the human condition. As flawed and frustrating and beautiful as it is. And it's a process of constant discovery. And it's banging your head into a wall where you're fighting acceptance every step of the way, and that's natural. Because we seem to view acceptance as just throwing in the towel or somehow ceding our power to someone or someone else. When really, it's just being proactive and aligning our values. Accepting our flaws. Accepting all our imperfections, our limitations, and being okay with that. and still moving towards clearly defined personal goals, it's the best state to be in. Now, being present, but at peace with the fact that you can't change the world, but you can be the change you want to be, in line with who you are and what you value. Give yourself permission to breathe, you know, and take that huge weight of expectation that society places on men off your shoulders, because it's not your cross to bear. Those expectations are unrealistic and they're dehumanizing. You're not a robot. You have value as a human being, and until they realize that, you owe them nothing. But you do owe yourself. And so many men, they can't turn off that negative inner voice that's been drilled into them. And they carry that internal critic with them everywhere. They feel compelled to live up to all these imposed expectations. But accept yourself now, unconditionally. So question what aspects of yourself you're not happy with. You know, the aspects that you can't accept. Because we all have flaws, we all have limitations, but the more accepting you are of those, the more you will allow back into your life. You feel deserving as opposed to entitled, accepting as opposed to defensive. Because living in a bubble, it only makes reality hit that much harder. For example, just look at all those pro-Clinton supporters. You know, reality, it's not pleasant, especially when you distance yourself from it. Most of us, we just live in a very precious little self-entitled bubble, where if others don't respond or behave in a way that we want or expect, we take offense. But we have no control over how others perceive or react to us. We can only choose how we react, and that's okay. Because we're okay with who we are, as long as we're staying true to our values. Because we as men and women in Western society, we're privileged in so many ways, but we dismiss this. But there needs to be awareness and gratitude for this, so we can reflect on aspects of ourselves that we don't like, and be able to better process, you know, painful emotions and experiences when they do hit us. And this acceptance, it's the first step in the healing process. And having a victim mindset, it puts you in a negative state. You've decided to eliminate happiness from your world. And having a negative view of others, it becomes then just about being right, rather than focusing on self-care. And your health and your needs, that becomes secondary to a pervading need to get one up on people. And it's a waste of a life. And there's no free pass. This all takes work and time. So respect and invest in your body, in your mind, in your spirit. Stay true to yourself and what's important to you. Because assets, you know, wealth, social status, they can be taken away in a heartbeat. They don't and they cannot define your self-worth as a man. And believing that they do is only reinforcing a self-belief that you as a male are somehow deficient and unworthy. But understanding what you want and what's important to you and living life according to clearly defined values, it sets you on a path to a very rewarding life. You're letting go, forgiveness, acceptance. It's so hard for people to allow into their lives. Because people have so much invested in not letting go. They're always needing to get even or win the argument. And it's a protective measure to stop us from feeling that we have no autonomy. But it stops you from moving forward in life. As you're just caught up in getting over on someone or just proving yourself right. But forgiveness is letting go. It's not for them. It's for you. So you can move on and bring peace into your life. You can't be honest with yourself if you don't respect and value yourself. The truth, it can be a brutal blow to the ego. It can shatter your reality. But it's a hell of a lot healthier than living a lie. So break it down. All the pieces that make you, you. Question: do you live in denial? Have you challenged yourself, or have you just hid from the truth and from reality with excuses or justifications? Because all of this, it's strengthening yourself. It's strengthening your spirit and your mind. So when the pain and the stress does hit home, you can process it, as opposed to letting it get on top of you. And a man that runs or hides from his pain, from his truth, he's just cultivating hurt. Listen to the silence inside the illusion of the world. Be free. Be at peace.